Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. How are we feeling? We're a week away from the premiere. How do you feel?
I'm ready. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for something to do on a Monday night.
Right. I'm ready for the antics. I'm ready for the, you know, especially like, you know, the first episode's so much fun. I mean, it's like, it is
no pressure.
You know, you're right. It's just like it's all fun. It's stupid. It's 30 women walking down to a mansion for one doofus, and it's like, yeah, that's the fun of this show. That's we kind of forget sometimes. It gets so caught up in the new Bachelor. We don't like him, and all the drama of like behind the scenes. That you go, how great is it that we can just enjoy a bunch of aspiring influencers make fools of themselves. Like, this is great.
I mean, it's a whole new, I know one of the things that I love that you say is watching hot people cry, and it's a whole new batch of hot people.
Right. A whole new batch cry. Of hot people. And I guess, you know, we're going to go through the second half of the contestants, and you know, the first, you know, and if you're following at home, just go to the Bachelor website. In the description of this episode, I'm sure we'll have the link to the cast list. We're going to start with Holland and go to the rest of them. We ended last episode. If you want to go back and listen, we went through the first half of the contestants. Now we're taking our, and this is our first glimpse reaction at these people in their bios.
Yes.
So, yeah, and you know, there's something I'm noticing as I'm looking through this. I'm like, man, I'm getting old. I'm looking at them.
I'm going,
man, I don't even think we would even like relate to one another. You know, some of them.
No, who did I said something about? I was talking to this 24-year-old guy as I do on a Saturday in Venice, and I said something about. Oh, I was talking about how I did show choir, which I shouldn't be dropping out of bar anyways. And he was like, what's show choir? I was like, you know, Glee. And he was like, he didn't know what Glee was. Like, he had never heard of Glee.
That's the thing. That's when you really feel old. When like Glee was below me generationally also. Like, me keeping up with Glee was like, okay, I know what the kids are into. Now the kids are older than the kids.
Yeah, you know? it was really alarming, you know, making references, and now I'm understanding the people who are older than me making a reference that I'm not getting, and I'm like, oh, I don't get it. Now that's me. That's us.
Right, that's us. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty positive. At least 90% of this Bachelor cast would have no idea what I'm talking about ever.
Like, yeah. One thing he did know, though, he did know who you were.
Really?
Because he did know. He was like, oh, yeah, I follow that guy. And I'm like, of course. Oh,
he sounds like a great guy.
They're there.
This guy's awesome. call this guy back. Go out on a date with him. He's great.
That's the sign. You know he's
right,
a good one.
That's when I know someone's cool, if they like me. Now, before we get into the cast, there was a little bit of Bachelor news this week that, you know, we can go over. You know, Nick Viall gets engaged and also responds to Chris Harrison kind of talking shit about him.
Yeah, which I think, I don't know. I'm not a huge Nick Viall fan. He's always had like a bad taste in my mouth. And so, because I see him very much as like an opportunist, which, you know, most people are in Bachelor Nation, fine.
Right.
But,
well, you know, you could be good at being an opportunist and you can be, he is good at it because obviously he's been successful. So we can't deny that.
But I think they're friends. Like they're kind of playing this off as if, yeah, but they were playing it off as though they were friends. Like I would see them in all these pictures together and this and that and posting on each other's birthdays. And then we see, you know, hear Chris Harrison's podcast and then Nick's response. I don't know.
Instagram versus reality, Kay. I think I think it's safe to say they are both opportunists. I'm not going to let Chris Harrison off the hook. He's no saint. But, you know, I mean, this is the Hollywood game. You live in Hollywood. You know what goes on.
Yeah.
You know how people are out there. I call it the Hollywood, the L.A. No. L.A. No is when someone's like, I've explained it here. They'll be like, you should do, hey, I'd love to do your podcast. And they'd be like, oh, when are you going to be here? And you're like, I'm there the month of February. And they're like, February's
booked every day.
people do that. And, you know, saying LA people are fake is like nothing new. But some people are like made for that game. And I'm sure Chris is somewhat built for that game because Chris comes out and basically says, Nick Viall was one of the people that was gunning for host of The Bachelor. And when he says that, Chris also knows that that name will start a cycle of news stories. So
yes.
Chris is not absolved. So he knows if he says that on the podcast, that's going to get picked up by People Magazine, going to get picked up by the clickbait people. So then Nick, and he knows Nick will respond because Nick loves a story about Nick. So then Nick comes back and says that he should take more, that Chris should have taken more time to, what did he say?
I'm pulling it up right now. Nick Viall calls out Chris Harrison's claims. He said, I was gunning for his job, but he didn't list me as one of the people who reached out. And then he also said, Viall noted that he was really disappointed to hear what Chris Harrison had to say about him. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. I think Chris should take more accountability for what he did. And again, I never had been like Chris's bestie. I'm just disappointed. I'm pretty sure Sean Lowe would have taken the job if he was offered it.
Right. And that's, to me, that tells you exactly the story. It tells you they're not friends. They are business associates, even though we don't think of Bachelor World as a business. It is. They're making money off of this Bachelor Nation thing. You know, to me, Nick's response is the shittier response. Like, for him to say he didn't take enough time off, you know, because that lives in moral superiority. He's saying to Chris Harrison, the thing that no one can disagree, no one will come at Nick, be like, because he's telling him that he should have taken more time off for his racial issues. You know, so it's like, who's going to disagree with Nick? And to me,
you're like, nah, he's fine.
Right. Yeah. Like, so like on the internet, that's where you win. Nick is a professional at winning on the internet. So what he basically did to me is what a villain in a movie would do is I'm going to go after the thing that makes you evil. It's very high school bully-ish. You know, like Mean Girls-esque of Nick to me. Like, to me, that's like foul play. You know what I mean?
It is foul. I mean, Chris literally can't have a response back.
There's no response. He just ended him with, yep, I am better than you as a human being because I don't have a racial issue in my history. So it's like, again, you know, if I'm watching the sparring match, you go, yeah, okay, Nick, you're just pretty good at being LA in this scenario.
And he is. And now he has a fiance.
Engaged. Good for him.
Engaged.
Looked like they were happy.
So pretty. Her name's Natalie Joy, or at least that's what her, I don't know if Joy is her real last name, but it is on Instagram. Okay. You know, like everybody thinks, you don't really know it. If it looks like it's their last name, you kind of just go with it. The amount of people who think my last name is York is incredible.
York City?
Hyphenated.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious-smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should we get to the contestants?
Yeah, let's get to the contestants, starting with Holland.
Holland. What do we think? Holland looking very much like, what's her name?
Margot Robbie.
Very Margot Robbie-ish. What do you think of Holland?
I mean, Holland right off the bat, obviously stunning. She's 24, one of the younger of the bunch.
Holland's bio says nothing. Let me just start with Holland's bio reminds me of a dating app profile where the woman tried but didn't try. Again, this is a Nick Vial, I'm going to take moral superiority land. She writes, Holland is looking for a relationship of unwavering commitment, loyalty, and genuine personality. Who isn't looking for that? Like, No, I want unwavering lie. You know, I want no loyalty. I want to lie to one another. I want to cheat on each other. And I don't want any personality in my relationship. And then she says, must love wine and sushi. Like, this is a nothing. You have come to us with nothing.
It's like saying, I want someone who likes to travel and like try new foods. It's like, okay, well, who doesn't? I mean, I guess there are people who don't, but
this is how I know, very rarely.
Well,
I don't think there's a lot going on for Holland because she says she loves yachting with her girls. Okay.
I'm hanging out with Holland.
Well, I'd love to hang out with Holland, but that's what they talk about on yachts with people that you barely know. Who loves wine and sushi? Me! And then they just keep repeating wine and sushi all day on a yacht. Like, I think, you know, and whose yacht? Does she own the yacht? You know, like,
Absolutely not.
She doesn't write loves yachting with her girls and the guy who paid for the yacht.
Yeah, I mean, you're not seeing a 24-year-old girl on a yacht that she's paying for.
I mean, listen, I don't think I've been on a yacht
that I've paid for, and I'm 34, so we're not paying for the yacht, so like...
Right. Who paid for the yacht? Because... Listen, when she writes loves yachting with her girls, like there's somebody out there who paid for the yacht. Like, hey, what about me? I paid for the yacht.
Yeah.
Yachting.
I love yachting with the girls too.
You can't write I love yachting with the girls and just not explain where the yacht came from, who these girls are. It's...
I see.
It's not I love yachting with the girls. That is like the most insane thing I've ever read.
I mean, she's from Boca Raton.
Yeah, I go to Boca Raton. Like, I know. No yacht. I'm not on a yacht with my girls. Where are these yachts? All I see are Jewish people yelling at each other. about and things that don't matter. That's what my boca is different than Holland's boca.
You
we
guys
have two
are living
different bocas.
Different boca lives.
I'm arguing with someone in line at a bagel shop because they think I cut, and they're yachting with the girls.
I mean, Holland looks like Margot Robbie, so.
Margot Robbie.
And her favorite TV show is The Bachelor.
Yeah, of course. Let's go to the next one. I'm like, I can't believe we started with a woman from Boca who loves yachting with the girls. Yachting with the girls. Yachting with the girls is the funniest thing I've ever heard a 24-year-old say. The one thing about me is that I love yachting with the girls. What?
Same.
Yeah, me too. Okay, now we go to Jess, who is younger than Holland.
Shit. Yeah, she's 23. I mean, that feels like she's a newborn baby. I don't know. 24 seems a little bit older than, like, feels older than 23. Even though it's difference, there's like a difference.
Even the look, like Holland looked like Margot Robbie. Like Jess kind of looks like she's
her daughter
in high school. Like, yeah, just here's I Jess would annoy me. Okay, I can give you one reason.
All right,
and this is gonna divide the audience. I already know. Jess doesn't leave the house without sunscreen ever. I hate sunscreen people, and not that I hate. I don't hate sunscreen. This is like sunscreen people are like dog people. They're not reasonable. They always bring up sunscreen. It becomes their moral thing that they hold above you. You've never used enough sunscreen for them. You're not applying enough sunscreen. And to me, mm-hmm. this is very 23-year-old of Jess to be like, if I do sunscreen, then that means I'm a good person. Because
I'll stay young forever.
I'll stay young forever. I'll get to judge people. I'll get to say, oh, and then, you know, they always have skin cancer just in their quiver to, like, use over you. Like, if you mm-hmm. if you go, I don't need it, they'll just throw a skin cancer at you randomly. Like, I just hate suntan lotion people.
And I feel like it's obviously become more quote unquote trendy.
Oh, is
now?
It?
I mean, people talk about it on TikTok. That's like, I mean, I knew wearing sunscreen right. is a thing, like obviously, but it's the putting sunscreen on your hands, like every day too, on the tops of your hands, because if you're driving this and that, like I wear sunscreen when I go to the beach. Obviously I should be wearing sunscreen every day. I live in LA, but like I can't be putting sunscreen on my face. I needed a foundation with SPF so I don't have to worry about it.
Well, this is the thing. Even what you're doing right now, Kay, like we all feel the need to explain ourselves to these people.
I know.
There is nothing easier than being a sunscreen person, and it's the easiest way to feel like you're better than other people, because then you get to bring up all these, you're not putting it on, you're not putting sunscreen under your fingernails? What are you doing? You know, it's like, get away from me. I don't want to live till 100. I want to die at 70. I'm done here, okay? I'm okay with that.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I've had enough. I don't want to fucking, what am I saving myself for? It got dark
she's
real
out.
Quick.
I know. All right. Katie. I've never seen a spelling like this. This is a new spelling.
K-A-I-T-Y.
Like a Caitlin, but it's a Katie. Yeah. This is definitely a different spelling.
Right. To me, for some reason, she is from Austin, and it does ring Texas for some reason to me.
Yeah, like her parents were like millennials before. They were before their time.
Right. Ahead of their time.
Yeah. Ahead of their time.
What do you think of Katie's profile? I have one thing that jumped out at me.
Well, I love that she isn't afraid to slide into the DMs. I'm a DM girl.
So, listen, Kay, I know you to be a DM girl. And this is
you
the
know
thing.
It. You get it.
When you say I'm a DM girl, I trust you. I trust you. This is actually what jumped out to me too. I'm happy we saw the same
great.
Line. And because when I hear Katie isn't afraid of sliding into the DMs, I don't trust it at all. What does she write? Hey, like I know when K York City comes into the DMs, K York City doesn't put a toe in. You are belly flopping into someone's DMs.
I'm coming in hot.
I can trust that. You're coming in hot. To me, Katie, the Austin ER nurse, I've gotten enough DMs. I've been on the receiving end of women who claim to slide in the DMs, and it's always like, yo. And then they run away. And you're like,
oh my
that's
God.
Not a DM slide. Okay? So
no.
I don't trust it when I see it's always easier to tough talk. Oh, I'm a big DM slider. And then you see their DM slide. It's like half a shot was taken.
Yeah. It's either that or like, they'll just like the message or the, you know, the reactions reacting.
Right.
Cause that's a way to slide into the DMs is just like sending the hearts. And now that she's going to be, you know, in the Bachelor world, I feel like this could cause a little bit of mess. Like maybe she goes on Paradise and her DMs get brought up. She's sliding into multiple guys. They're on Paradise. I feel like this could lead to a nice little storyline.
Well, she might have already slid into Zach's DMs, and I would like to know if that
Ooh.
Happened. You know, we don't know. I don't know. I think all DM slides are not created equal. And I think sometimes when people say, I'm sliding the DMs, and then you see the actual message. Here's the thing. A lot of times it seems to me that women want to, like, it feels like a lot of women when they DM slide, it's like them, like, checking off a box like that they tried for dating today. Like, you know, just because you go to the gym doesn't mean you worked out.
I put myself out there today.
Right. And then they make it your problem. So it'll be like, saw you in the coffee shop. And then you're like, well, what? Who is this? I can't even see your profile.
One time, actually it happened this weekend. I slid into this guy's DMs, but like we had followed each other, but I'd never really, not really spoken. We have just have friends in common. Mm-hmm. And got his number. Like I gave him my number and he was like, okay, cool. I'll text you. He texted me much later in the day. I had already been out. We're on game two. The Bengals are on. Like it'd been a while. He texted me and he's like, hey, it's so-and-so. And I was like, who? And I literally...
You missed your shot, buddy.
And he was like, he said his name again. And I'm like, I was like, I don't know who this, I was like, I'm sorry. Do you have like a pic or something? Like, and then it rang. Like I realized the next day, I was like, holy shit, I really fucked up. And I had to like message him like, I am so sorry. I know exactly who you were. You just took a few hours to message me and I completely put it out of my mind.
What a fun moment for him. He's like, here we go. Let's get this babe. Who's this? Who?
I gave him my number.
Old phone. Who's this?
I did get a new phone.
Oh, okay.
The 14. That's true.
Let's go to Catherine.
Okay.
Okay. Catherine does something that I would never, ever do. Okay? And I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh. Okay. I feel like I know what it is.
Catherine says that she looks like Julia Roberts.
I knew this was going
to
be it.
All the time. I would never, and first of all, she looks nothing like Julia Roberts. I would never have the bravery of offering up to debate the celebrity that I like telling people I look like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I walked in and I was like, everyone tells me I look like Matt LeBlanc all the time, I couldn't deal with a bunch of people going, no, you don't.
Or, like, the half-ass, like, yeah, I guess I could see it, which
right.
is really uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable. It's just people telling you exactly how ugly they think you are. And then they'll bring up the other celebrity who you don't want to admit you look like. They're like, no, it's Jason Biggs. You look like Jason Biggs. You're like, it's Matt LeBlanc, okay? Stop it.
I see it.
Thank you.
I see it. And Matt LeBlanc, stud. I mean, he's the guy from Friends.
Yeah.
I'm not a friends girl, so I was walking, treading on that. I was like, please let it be the guy from Friends, because I was going to be bad.
Yes. What else? Do you see anything else in here, Kay?
Okay, so she doesn't camp. She only glamps. I love this about Catherine.
Right.
Also, I am a fellow Catherine, different spelling, but...
Ooh.
I know.
Catherine, York City.
Who knew?
Who knew?
But I love the glamping. The glamping is a very specific kind of girl. Like, she's wearing the brimmed hats that she got in Aspen.
Right.
In the tent. She's doing the stories. Only going there for aesthetics.
I'm always going to like someone more who says they glamp, they don't camp. Like,
yeah.
It's just that is an admission that's not easy. It's as difficult as saying what celebrity you look like that no one thinks you look like. And I just yeah. like the admission of I am a snob. Because when you say I glamp, I don't camp, you're saying to people, I know I am a snob. And that's okay. I like that about her. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Let's go to
Kimberly.
Kim. Kimberly, not a Kim. She's a
Kimberly.
Kimberly.
30.
Whose picture looks like she has been on every reality TV show that she could ever try out for.
She has a very familiar reality show face.
Right. Even the picture where she has her hand against her face, like she did. This is very much like I have been auditioning for Love Island, Fuckboy Island.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. The Bachelor.
All
She's on
them.
Every casting director's list. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And now she nailed it with The Bachelor. She
finally got her breakthrough role.
So she's Puerto Rican. It says the Puerto Rican beauty's ideal date night would include watching the sunset at the beach with a picnic dinner.
That
I'm
is something
be honest.
I'm never going to do. I am not sitting on the ground during a date. I'm showing my age. I am not
also,
limber enough to sit on the ground for a picnic.
In jeans?
Oh, my God. My leg falling asleep, having to stand up and be like, okay, my left ball has lost all its feeling. No, I'm out. If someone said, hey, we're going on a picnic date, I would be like, well, good luck. Have fun alone.
Do you have fold-out chairs? Because... Yeah. Literally, right. The thought of the jeans cutting my gut in half while I'm sitting on the ground for an hour, I'd be like,
I'm not
can I unbutton
sitting,
my pants?
Right. I'm not sitting crisscross applesauce for an hour. Okay? It ain't happening.
And, this is very non-LA of me, but the thought of eating on the sand is messy.
Gross. Awful. Yeah, no. It's horrible. Here's another thing she writes. Here's so many women that come on this show hold on to an ex. Like, it says she was in a serious relationship that lasted 6 years, but she was ready for her forever and the ex was not. Okay, so now he's the dick who didn't want to, commit to her.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly has been single for the past few years. It's been 3 years. You're still talking about this relationship? Move on,
I
Kimberly.
Know.
You're on a dating show. It's over. You know, you let this guy live his life. He didn't want to fucking commit to you. You got to bring it up in your bio. Your fun bio has to mention your ex from 3 years ago. That
right.
It didn't work out. It's okay.
Right? And you were obviously very young. Like, you were together for 6 years. You met when you were, 20? Something
right.
like that. You don't
Things
need to
happen.
Be with you forever.
Right.
You're okay.
So annoying to me. It's just like, Kimberly... They're like, so tell us about your love life. Well, I spent 6 years with someone 17 years ago. It's like, what have you been doing the last 17 years, Kim?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
All right, let's go to the next one. Who's next?
We have Kylie.
Kylie. What do we think
yes.
of Kylie?
Her celebrity crush is Jimmy Garoppolo. Which I feel like you know that reference from the 49ers, yeah?
The 49ers used to play for the Patriots. Hot dude. Known for...
Hot dude.
He's known for being a hot quarterback. He's also known for having relations with many like porn stars.
Porn stars. That's yeah. like literally the one thing I know. I know he's hot and I know he likes porn stars.
Right. I know two things about Jimmy.
Which something that I love about Jimmy now is that he's like, is what is like.
Sex positive.
Doesn't care. Doesn't care.
He supports the sex, you know, the porn industry. Good for him.
I mean, and I love that that was in her bio.
I love that it's in her bio, but here's what I love about her bio. It miscalculates what people I know and who I know. Kylie may best be known as an NBA dancer. No, she isn't to me. I what do you mean best be known? Like, like as if I'm okay. Like, oh my God, is that Kylie, the NBA dancer? Like, in what world am I opening up this bio going, I recognize Kylie.
I should have known.
Oh my God, she was one of the Charlotte Hornets dancers. I know her.
I also like have never seen. I feel like I've heard it written out like that, but like Kylie may best be known at. I don't know. I just nobody knows.
Best be known. Nobody knows her as a. Who best knows her as a NBA dancer?
So she's a big sports girl. I feel like this is going to play into her. I can see her coming into the house maybe in like a gimmick, another gimmick girl. Like, so
right.
We had the cowgirl from the beginning. I feel like this could lead to another gimmick.
Totally. She's definitely got like, we're going to get our own special entrance written all
yes.
over her profile.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to, okay, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name right. Lekka?
Yeah, I feel like that's how I would say it, Lekka.
Okay. Massage is Lekka's love language, which
ooh.
Is, yeah, everyone's love language is massage. Like, these love languages have gotten out of control.
See, I don't love a massage, and I found this out recently. When I went to Bali and we would get like, you can get spa treatments for very cheap there. And we'd be getting massages and I'm like, are they supposed to be doing this? Like the
really?
Whole time I'm like, well, I guess it's normal. Cause like my roommate gets them all the time. And she was like, yeah, it was great. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whew. I felt like I don't like it. I don't like a stranger's hands all over my body.
Okay. Did they go a little, you know,
close? It's a little close.
Okay. See, you know
it's
what my
a little
favorite
close.
You know what my favorite massage is? It's the nail salon massage. For something about
oh.
And what I always tell them, I go, just do head tickles. So I'm in there, I go, just do my head. And I say to her, I go, do it like you're my girlfriend. Just rub my head and don't talk to me. Just like my girlfriend, okay? Let's make believe you're my girlfriend. You just tickle my head, and then I say, just whisper in my ear, you're doing great, honey. That's what I have them do.
Didn't you just get a pedicure for like, I don't know if it was the first time or something?
No, I go all the time on the road. When I'm on the road, I go get pedicures all the time.
I feel like you made a TikTok about it, and it was really funny. Okay.
The guy came over to me. He goes, do you want – So I told this story, I think, on You Up, but I – basically, the guy came over. Someone – I walked into the pedicure place. This woman, like, was, like, next to me. She goes, oh, my God, are you Jared Freed? I go, yeah. She goes, can I take a picture? So the guy working there got wind of this. And he starts taping me for their Instagram stories because he thinks I'm like a celebrity, which I'm not.
Here we are.
Except to the guy you met in
Not the nail salon celebrity.
So I'm the nail salon celebrity. And then he goes, do you want a nose wax? And I'm like, a nose wax? And he goes, yeah, come in the back. So then he puts the wax in my nose and I tape the whole thing. And I've gotten my nose waxed before. The best part was that he gave me the sticks. I walked out with the sticks, literally like they were, like it was souvenirs.
My eyes are watering thinking about that. Like, like the pain.
Well,
Did it hurt?
It wasn't so bad. It does. It's actually the least painful of all the wax. I get my back waxed all the time, and that hurt more.
Oh, I have learned to, like, I started to teach myself how to sugar my own bikini line, and I'll sit there for 2 hours on one spot because I can't fucking, like, do it. Like, I can't get past it. I'll sit there with the wax just, like, on the bikini line. I'm like, this is where I die because I'm not pulling this off.
Yeah, it's better. I'd rather someone else do it than me.
It needs to be someone else.
Here's how I know Lekka and I aren't going to date ever. Lekka's biggest turn on, abs. I guess I'm out. I guess.
And going to Stagecoach is on her bucket list. She's looking for a cowboy with abs.
Lekka and I are not going to hit it off. Let's go to Madison. Madison, 26, business owner from Fargo, North Dakota. You can't just write business owner in Fargo, North Dakota. Like, I need specificity.
Details.
Okay? I need a detail. You can't just say that and not get made fun of. You know, we need to know, like, what's the business in Fargo, North Dakota? What are you?
Entrepreneur or like right. CEO or founder. These are all like big dating app red flags for me. Cause I'm like, did you start this yesterday? Like, was this just like a an idea that you came up with and you're like,
right.
You got the Instagram handle and because you have the Instagram handle, it's coming soon.
Right. Madison has an Etsy page where she sells her old jewelry. Okay.
That's her business.
Yeah, that's her business.
You never know. It could be.
She sells her old crystals that she found in the North Dakota. Yeah, I don't know. It's.
Ooh, what I like about Madison, she. Oh wait, just kidding. Read that wrong. Madison dislikes. I thought it says Madison likes all sauces, and I'm like, I'm a sauce girl.
We love.
I love
sauces.
A sauce. I want. Right. I want all. Give me all the different sauces so I can try them with the fries, with the wings, right. Whatever. She dislikes all sauces? This is bad.
Yeah, I would. If someone said they don't like sauces, I would have to assume they are not they do not explore sexually. I think that's like to me like kind of a tell. Like if you don't like saucy wings, you also don't lick butt. You know, I
need you to eat ass.
Right. If you're not having barbecue sauce licking it off your fingers, I can't imagine you, you know, getting a little weird. That's an assumption I'm going to make. I'm sorry, but I'm just going to say, like, I would love to see the statistics of people who hate sauces and people who also lick butthole. Like, I can't. believe that there is any correlation. Like, those two groups never cross over.
Did you just stop saying lick butthole and just... It's literally 8 a.m. I haven't, like,
a balloon
finished knot. My coffee.
I'm just saying, if you don't like... if you're not into a... Asian sesame sauce.
That's going to be
then
tough.
You probably
in the bedroom.
Don't tickle the balloon knot.
No. No chance. No chance.
All right, let's move. We've gone off
Mercedes.
The rails. I sometimes towards the end of these contestants I tend to go off the rails.
Oh yeah, I can't even see straight by like the time we get into like the S's. Once
Mercedes.
We get to Sarah F, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm out of here. Mercedes is gorgeous.
Yeah, wow.
I am like Team Mercedes, 24, nonprofit case manager, which to me that's, you know, we talked about like entrepreneur and founder are all bullshit. I see nonprofit case manager, I go, okay, you got creative with the bullshit.
Uh-huh.
You know, like that one I believe more.
I don't even know what it is, and I'm not going to ask questions.
Right. No, I heard nonprofit. I know that it has to do with, like, charity. I'll shut my fucking face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not asking questions about our girl Mercedes' job. I trust you.
Right. I trust Mercedes. Whatever Mercedes says is correct. Mercedes' hobby is showing pigs at the Iowa State Fair.
I was just reading that. That's not something that I was going to say Mercedes does.
No, I didn't see it in her.
Imagine being at the state fair and seeing her walk out.
Right. I couldn't imagine. Be like, wait a minute. Who's the woman with the fucking pigs?
I know. And like, hot.
Wait a minute. Did you see that hot chick with the pigs? Like, people are saying that. People are going to the Iowa State Fair going, yo, the pig woman is hot.
Hot.
That is so funny because that's how guys talk. They, you know, oh my God, you see pig woman? Like, they yeah. wouldn't even realize how mean that sounds to them.
Yeah.
They're just like, yo, the pig woman is fire.
Like, I mean, men, they're like, me, like pig woman.
Right.
There.
Wow. So good for Mercedes. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
It's taking me a minute now to scroll.
I know, to scroll over. Olivia.
Okay. What is Olivia talking about?
Patient care technician from Rochester, New York.
Again, well, also, Mercedes is 24, Olivia is 24. They look like they're two different generations, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. I'm going through her fun facts and...
She's from Rochester, which we love a garbage plate. No mention... Like, if you're from Rochester, you
what does
have
that mean?
To mention... So there's a thing called the garbage plate. Okay, and
okay.
it's known.
I'm looking it up too.
So the garbage plate has a history dating back to nearly 100 years to a place called Nick Tahoe's Hots. Okay, a garbage plate.
Oh wow!
Is a loaded dish of crispy home fries, hot sauce, macaroni salad, and cheeseburgers, topped with raw onions, condiments, and slices of white bread. Sometimes you'll see it with hot dogs or even white veal hot dogs. So red hots or white hots. It's a Rochester thing. How do you come on from Rochester and not mention the garbage plate? Like, to me, that's like, it just shows you're not really from. Like, that would be a fun fact.
Also, like, this is a very interesting thing. Like, this would be a really good fun fact, and it's a conversation right. starter, because I'm like, what's a garbage plate? And here we are getting into it. Now I'm on Google looking up images, fully panicked, thinking about right. where did the macaroni salad come from. Like, that's the one thing that sticks out to me that doesn't feel right.
Right. If Olivia's profile said I sat on the toilet for 7 hours after eating a garbage plate, I would go, wow, Olivia sounds awesome. And that's probably a problem I have, but I'm just saying it's more interesting.
Like, love this about Olivia.
Love that she just takes down a garbage plate.
Oh, so she loves playing basketball too. She's a basketball player. I actually met Michelle Young this weekend.
Did you?
I did. I was, I went to this
concert. She listened
concert.
To the podcast?
No, thank God. Didn't know who I was. But
how
I saw
was
Genevieve.
She? Was she cool?
Yeah, she was cool. So I saw Genevieve, who I have met before and hung out with. So I went to say hi to Genevieve, and she was sitting with Michelle. Talked to Michelle. Rachel was also there. Pilot
wow.
Rachel.
How was Rachel?
Great. She very nice. But we were at this like iHeartRadio concert, and it was like Fall Out Boy, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
A throwback.
Yeah, Jack White.
And they were all like, who are these people?
Yeah. I've never heard of Fall Out Boy.
Who's the Red Hot Chili Peppers? They're pretty good. Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't realize how few Red Hot Chili Pepper songs I knew until I was there. And I'm like, do I know any of these songs?
Really? Oh, I feel like,
I feel like I know
30
like
30 hits.
Maybe I just haven't heard them in a long time. I knew some, but like, way less than I thought I was going to. I was like, I don't know a single word to any of this shit, but that's great. Happy to be here. But yeah, Michelle was really cool. But
great.
It made me think of basketball. Michelle's a big basketball player, but Olivia has yet to win Olivia versus True Love.
That's right. Let's go to Olivia M, who has...
Okay.
Olivia M's look, just like... very Cincinnati, Ohio to me. Bless you.
Oh, Cincinnati. There's my girl.
Cincinnati. This is your girl.
But a miss with the just same with the Rochester. She should have put Love Skyline Chili.
Yeah, like, give me something. Give me something like, to taste at home.
Love's a three-way. Then that's like dot, dot, dot from Skyline Chili.
See, there you go. That's fun.
Big
this
miss.
This is why you need to go on the show. We need you.
To humiliate myself for the sake right. of content.
She doesn't look... I mean, here's something in her profile that, like, I know would turn me off even though it is kind of funny. It says, Olivia's special talent is sounding like a dolphin. Now, that is something that if she was like, oh, I... Like, if I was on a date with her and she was like, oh, I can make a dolphin noise... And I'd be like, cool. And she'd be like, you want to see? And then I was at a table where she's going, like, I don't even know how to make. I'd be like, I wouldn't even know how to react to that. Like, and you go, nice. Like, I don't even, like,
yeah.
That's a fun fact you keep to yourself until you're at like a dolphin exhibit or you see one off. The side of the yes. yacht that you're on with your girls. Like,
you know, she's going to have to bring this up like early. They're going to make her do this.
She has to bring this up in Cincinnati, a landlocked area with no dolphins. Can you
know,
imagine?
I didn't even see the ocean until I was 16.
Hey, you want to hear my dolphin noise? No, I want to wait until we see an ocean.
She, yeah, that's tough.
It's just one of those fun facts that you got to keep to yourself until you're around dolphins, because anywhere else you're like, I don't know what to do with you or where to take this conversation after you make a dolphin noise.
Yeah, because how do you segue from there?
So, do you have any siblings?
She answers in dolphin.
Yeah, I can't even make a dolphin noise.
I can't either.
Yeah, Sonia.
I can't either. Don't got it. She's already been bungee jumping, so we know Sonia is
twice
ready for any. Yeah, twice.
Cool. That is one of those things too that you're like, okay, cool. You went up. You did. You know, semester abroad. Good for you. Like, I don't. Bungee jumping to me doesn't do anything for me. I don't think you're a different person.
No.
I don't think you're an adventure seeker. You did something once. I don't know what to
do. That I'm never going to do. Congrats.
Right. I don't think of you as a better or a worse person. I just think of you as someone who has gone bungee jumping twice.
All right. So what do you think about this? Sonia dreams of taking a trip to Arizona.
Dream big, kids. Dream big. Hopefully you too can go to Scottsdale one day.
There's no other place that she like has a dream.
What are your dreams? To go to Arizona? Don't you say that and go, oh, that was a stupid thing to say. Like, don't you say like, hey, like I can understand you say something and you go, wait a minute. That wasn't really something I should say out loud. Let
right.
me take that back. Like if someone said, if I said, my dream is to one day go to Tucson, Arizona. I'd be like, oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You meant dreams. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
not like,
becoming
actual things that could happen like tomorrow.
Right. I can get her an $89 Southwest flight and fulfill her dreams in 2 seconds. Maybe that's who I should be marrying, is someone with dreams of going to Arizona.
Low
I can never
expectations.
Disappoint right.
Low expectations. And do we think that she liked Elvis before, or was this an Austin Butler influenced idea?
It feels very that she's obsessed with Elvis very much because the movie just came out. It can't be. I don't think
no,
she's
right?
like going to Graceland if she's not getting to Arizona.
No chance.
Let's go to Vanessa, who is a restaurant marketer from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Vanessa,
growing up,
this is an actual fun fact.
This is why I'm laughing.
Growing up, Vanessa played a lot of freeze tag. Is the person doing these interviews, are they just like exhausted? Are they looking, if someone said to me in a conversation that growing up they played a lot of freeze tag, I'd be like, okay, I gotta go. Like, I don't know what else. Have we gone to the end of conversational skills? Are we at the end?
Yeah, this is like last resort. I have nothing else to say. Like, there, it's been like 30 seconds of awkward silence. You're like,
right.
Well, growing up, I used to play a lot of freeze tag.
Right. You're
you
on
had
a bad
nothing
day.
Else.
Right. And I love, and it says Vanessa loves cherries. Like, these are bad date conversations.
I mean, in her profile or in her bio, it says, "We love a girl that dreams big."
Well, it's just weird because it says growing up, Vanessa played a lot of freeze tag. Okay, that's weird. And then it says she loves cherries. That's a nothing. And then she goes, and I also my dream duet partner is Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees. What? That came out of nowhere.
And nowhere.
How do you know who Barry Gibb is?
Like, I mean,
wait a minute.
I guess
you just said you like freeze
tag.
Oh, and
tag. She's 23 and she knows who Barry Gibb is.
Right. That would literally make me shit my pants from surprise. Like, I would literally, she would go, I'd be like, ugh. She goes, growing up, I played a lot of freeze tag. And I would go, oh, my God. And, you know, Barry Gibb is my favorite artist. What?
What?
It's just like the most biggest surprise. I would feel like I would have an immediate aneurysm. I'd be like, Barry Gibb.
He'd glitch out.
Right.
What do you mean?
Barry Gibb and freeze tag should never be in the same paragraph.
No. Absolutely not. Okay.
All right, let's go to Victoria, who Victoria says, I mean, the fact that Victoria and some of these 23-year-olds are on the same show is just crazy. Victoria looks like she's going to be the den mother.
Yeah, Victoria, not that she looks old, but she looks mature.
Older than them.
Yes.
It's
giving
all about
evil stepmother.
She looks, I'll describe her look as maleficent. What are the, how do you say that?
Oh yeah, Maleficent. Yeah, it's giving Maleficent. It's giving yeah. Angelina Jolie.
Right. If she had horns on her head, I'd be like, "Oh, this makes sense on this face."
Yeah. The jawline, the bone right. structure.
It's all there. She is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. What do you think of her profile?
I love that it says Victoria isn't made for the cold, but she says she looks super cute in a ski suit. My biggest dream is to be a snow bunny. Like, I want to be
right.
a snow bunny strictly because of the outfits.
I don't blame you.
I love a little, like, yeah, with the cute colors and like the one piece, like, love right. that. But I'm not, you won't catch me on the mountain.
Right. I'm a fan of opera without the ski. I'm down
Same.
For the drink on a mountain. Here's something about Victoria. Here's how I know Victoria is annoying is she writes, doesn't understand the hype around Pete Davidson. There is a type of person these days who has to let you know that Pete Davidson, they don't get it. And they're doing it to sound interesting. They're doing it to sound like, oh, I see things in a different way than you. I don't understand what's not to understand. He's a tall, pretty good looking guy with tons
funny.
Of tattoos, and he's funny. These are things that women like. I don't understand what you don't understand. Like, it makes me think you are just trying to sound interesting.
Yeah, it's not, you're just going against the, it's like saying, I don't watch a lot of Netflix or I don't
right.
watch a lot of TV. And?
Right. Okay, then get the fuck
sucks.
Out of this conversation. We're talking about The Bachelor. Right.
Yeah, like, I'm going into Emily in Paris, so
right.
I'm going to talk about that.
Well, it's the same thing as going, I've never watched an episode of The Bachelor. Okay, well, goodbye. We're talking Bachelor.
Anyway.
No one asked you. We don't need you here.
No.
Like, I just don't get what people see in Pete Davidson. Oh, you don't get, like, a funny guy getting laid? It's been happening. Every woman in the world, the first thing they say, I want a funny guy. So what is not to get?
Yes, I agree.
And he's tall with tattoos. Here's the thing. If Pete Davidson had a guitar in his hand, he'd be every hot musician ever.
Oh, yeah. It's the MGK Travis Barker right. route.
Right. And because he doesn't play the guitar, people feel this need to let people know, well, I don't get it. Well, I think you are a fucking idiot if you don't get it.
He's pulling, and that's period. Like,
right.
Like he's getting the hottest women in the world.
I am a straight man, and I can understand why women fuck other straight men. Like, that's, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I should get it least of all. And every time a woman says this to me, I'm like, I get it most of all. Now I'm like, I'm saying, no, I would fuck him. Like, what are you talking about? A successful, funny guy who's tall and pretty good shape. I think there's not much to not get. I
shocking.
Go on. I'm sorry. The more I talk about it, the more it sounds like I'm trying to fuck Pete. But
you might. I wouldn't judge you. I'm not mad at you.
Thank you. Let's do the last one. Victoria E., who's a nanny from Vienna, Austria. No one has ever looked more like they shouldn't be hired by a man to be a family's nanny than Victoria from Vienna. Like, yo, what wife is okay with this?
Victoria's not setting foot in my house.
Right.
Like, no. She shows up to the interview. Thank you. We've seen enough.
Ta-ta. Right.
No.
What sane woman is letting this woman live at their home and take care of their children with a husband walking around?
No, absolutely not. I also was watching one of the, you know, promos that Bachelor's put out, and I saw her in one of them. She has she has an accent.
I'm seduced by just looking at her picture. Like, I'm in.
The wind was blowing. There was definitely a fan on her hair. Like, she's glowing. I don't know.
I would push Pete Davidson out of the way to fuck her.
Which is huge.
Huge. That's tough. I just told you how much I wanted to fuck Pete Davidson.
Okay, so Victoria doesn't eat blue tortilla chips, which is a very interesting thing, because do you think they taste different?
No, I see no difference between the blue ones and the
I think it's just the
ones.
Texture, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, I don't get it. Maybe it's a placebo thing that you think it tastes different.
Right.
Just because it's blue.
That she's OCD. Like, there's something off.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
I don't know. I just.
She's currently living in New York, though. So maybe it's like she learned, I don't need to eat blue tortilla chips. I can get any kind of tortilla chip I want in New York.
Well, that's the cast. We did it. We got them
all. Wow.
Any stick out to you? Are there any here that you're like, I see them as I'll champion them?
I still really like Brianna from the beginning. She's the one that was at the final rose. They took the Polaroid. I have a good feeling about her. I'll be really sad if she goes home pretty early. Right. I see, just because of him being like a robot, I see one of the Disney adults making it, going far. You know, a Disney adult girl has a really good chance with Zach. I can see the
Zach
right amount of cheese.
Yeah, Zach kind of looks like he was created in a lab by the Disney Corporation to be the Bachelor on this show. So, like, it would make sense that he's like, whoever likes going to Disney World, is that's where we'll go on our honeymoon. You know, like, he's going to be the robot. I've already started writing about Zach, and I'm going to share with you what I wrote about Zach. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it. Because if you haven't read Jared's articles that we put out each season. He writes about all the contestants, breaks them down, sort of like we did here, but in a way funnier way. So you have right. to make sure you check this out. I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Okay, so here's if it will come up with my internet. Yeah, and I don't know. We're discussing how it's going to go up this year. I know that there have been changes at Betches and how they're posting articles. So we're not sure. It might just be on my Instagram. We'll see. Okay. Here's what I wrote about Zach. You ready?
Yeah.
Zach Shallcross is a, which I didn't even know was his name. Okay.
Weird. I'm still stuck on that too.
Is a 26-year-old tech executive from Anaheim Hills who is the bachelor that literally nobody asked for. He's robotic and he's got the charm of some IKEA furniture you bought for a rental property you own. Honestly, even David Putty being his actual uncle doesn't really get me that excited. The Bachelor website starts his bio off like so. After a heartbreaking departure from Gabby and Rachel's season of The Bachelorette, Zach Shallcross is ready to find love. I don't remember his exit being so heartbreaking. He went to a fantasy suite with Rachel, and it seemed like she got the ick, and they spent the night just kind of awkwardly talking about the weather. It's funny to me that Zach not fucking in the fantasy suites is getting called heartbreaking in the same way that Gabby and Rachel fucking in the fantasy suites and getting dumped is being called heartbreaking.
The show
has truly come a long way.
A really long way.
So that's my... because. It's funny that like they were like Gabby and Rachel, their heartbreaking departure. It's like, yeah, they fucked a dude who said they he loved them, and then they got kicked off. They got kind of lied to. It was horrible. And then they're like, Zach's heartbreaking departure. It's like, what? He didn't fucking, he just got dumped. It seemed like an amicable split.
Seemed normal. Like they right. they seemed awkward at the end. Like almost that they were like in an argument.
Right. And it's like, okay, that's not really heartbreaking as much as it is. Goodbye. I don't know.
No. I really felt nothing about the Zach and Rachel breakup. I was like, this feels really weird. I would like you to go home now because it feels really weird. Also, right. you were cringe, like I don't know, uncomfortable. But I did like the first line. You said he's the bachelor no one asked for.
Right. Right. He's not the one we wanted, but he's the one we got. So
the one we got.
Let's have a fun season. This was fun, Kay. I'm happy we broke them down. And
yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. We will be back next week for the premiere episode of The Bachelor. Make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We'll be live tweeting all of that. Make sure you check out Jared's breakdown of the cast as well. It's coming. Share this on your Instagram stories. You can follow me at K York City.
I'm at Jared Freed. We'll be back next week.
All right. See ya.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.